It's Wednesday, the 24th of April, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7am News Bulletin. During a strategic briefing in Windhoek, CEO Brent Aseb of the Namibia Diamonds Trading Company announced plans to enhance the country's diamond jewellery sector. He highlighted the scarcity of institutions offering courses and proposed initiatives such as supporting talent development programs, facilitating internships, and providing resources for computer-aided design training.
What we're sharing is a combination of the last 12 months of the program that launched in November 2022. The program is geared towards providing an opportunity for majority of wholly owned Namibian businesses to have an opportunity to play a meaningful role across the entire value chain. We've got a number of Namibians that have been exposed to the diamond industry quite extensively. What we want to do with the program is to support them in four ways. One is through a rough diamond supply. Two is to assist them with business development, leadership development, for them to look at how do they develop a strategy for a diamond business, the markets that they need to open up for the business from that perspective.
The Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board, alongside the German Agency for International Cooperation, unveils the inaugural Namibia Fatty Oils Export Guide for micro, small and medium enterprises. Gerald Dreyer, MSME Market Access and Export Promotion Consultant at NIPDB, introduced the initiative.
This is essentially a comprehensive resource through which we aim to share knowledge and experience, providing especially new entrants in the market with insights and strategies that can help them elevate their cosmetics export endeavors to Europe and the world. Namibian Fatty Oil have successfully carved out a significant market niche in Europe owing to their exceptional quality and diverse applications. They are renowned for their purity and unique composition, and therefore they have also taken up quite significant prominence in the cosmetic and skincare industry in Europe.
Local political analyst Wade Hankert offered insights into the potential ramification of Namibia's electoral dynamics if broadcasters were to cease transmissions due to disputes, particularly concerning the imminent 2024 elections.
This could eventually erode public trust in the electoral process and the credibility of the results. So it is vital for the media to be present and be able to broadcast and air and share what political parties intend to do if they receive majority to win the national elections. As well as electoral authorities would also face challenges in ensuring a fair and transparent electoral process.
Find the full interview on futuremedianews.com.na. On to South Africa. The Gauteng Health Department has confirmed the restoration of power supply to Charlotte Maxeke Johannesburg Academic Hospital following an outage caused by a burnt feeder board at the Ridge Power Station. City Power's team successfully restored power, according to Motalatale Modiba from the department. Since Sunday, the hospital had been relying on backup generators due to the outage, which affected multiple areas of the city. Pro-Palestinian protests are gaining momentum at colleges across the United States, with hundreds of students being arrested in recent days. Crowds are gathering on or near university campuses, calling on colleges to divest from military weapons manufacturers and pushing for a ceasefire in Gaza. Sally Patterson brings us a report from NYU protests in Manhattan.
Some Jewish students have joined in the protest, but many say they don't feel safe going onto campus and are staying at home. Officials have condemned what they say are security breaches here. They support students' freedom of speech, but say students' safety is their number one priority. Sally Patterson, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.